just let it go. Oh, if you want your joy back,
let it go.
If you want your peace,
let it go.
Wanna be happy,
let it go.
Then you gotta let it go. If you wanna be free,
let it go.
You wanna sleep at night,
let it go.
If you want your life back, awesome God that lives in you, who really loves you. After all that I've been through, tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let it go.
I'm letting go.
I can't hold on any longer.
I'm letting go.
It's time I let go.
I'm
getting a real heartache.
I'm letting go.
I'm never being hurt. Every pain,
I'm letting go.
Hey, I'm gonna let it go. Of every disappointment,
I'm letting go.
Of every one of my fake friends,
I'm letting go.
Of everything I lost,
I'm letting go.
Of every painful memory,
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
I'm letting go.
Of every lie that was told on me,
and
even some of my family members. Gotta let them go, y'all. Let me tell you one thing. I'm putting my past behind me. I don't need you to remind me, cause I know where I came from, and I know what God has done. I'm letting go.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I gotta let it go, y'all. My
plan.
I've been renewed, and all of you negative people,
I'm go.
All of your negativity,
I'm go.
I tell you what I'm gonna do, I'm waving, I'm waving, I'm waving, hey, I'm waving goodbye.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Blessings of wisdom, blessings of favor, blessings of healing, blessings of deliverance, blessings of joy, blessings of love and comfort. I mean, every kind of blessing you can think about. Financial blessings.
Let's just take a moment right now and thank God for the blessing that's on our life. Hallelujah. Thank Him for the blessing right now. Father, we thank You that the blessings upon me and mine, my children, upon this church family. Thank You, Lord, that we are blessed. That the anointing of increase is upon us. We praise You, Lord. We're increasing more and more, me and my children, me and my church family. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this service tonight. Hallelujah, that there'll be a wall of protection against evil. Hallelujah, that no evil will prevail, that no plan of Satan will succeed. Father, we thank You that we're not under His authority, but we're under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll operate under that authority tonight by humbling ourselves under Your mighty hand. Hallelujah. We submit ourselves to you tonight. Glory to God. We submit our hands. We submit our eyes. We submit our mind. We submit our ears. We submit our tongue. We submit our feet. We submit every part of us, Lord. Jesus, you are Lord of all. Our bodies are your temple. Hallelujah. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, which we have of God, and we are not our own. That I am God's property. I belong to you. I don't belong to this world. I don't belong to this system. I certainly don't belong to the devil. Lord, I belong to Jesus. I decree and declare that tonight I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that the blessings are meeting us every day. Hallelujah. Blessings of every kind. Whatever blessing we need, we're being met with it. If we need favor, we're being met with it. Hallelujah. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you should be, you know, like Prophet Green said, this is the undeniable year. You shouldn't be denied. You should not accept no for an answer. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not accepting no for an answer. Amen. Say it again. Say, I'm just not going to take no when it comes to my redemption. I'm not accepting no. When it comes to my redemption, I'm not accepting no. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm not accepting no. Listen to me. Anywhere God has said yes, don't you accept no. And all the promises are yes and amen. All of them. Wherever he said yes, you can have that, I ain't accepting no. He said I could have wisdom, so I ain't accepting no, I can't have it. Amen. He said I'm healed, so I ain't accepting no, I can't be healed. Glory to God. He said I'm blessed, so I'm not accepting no curse. Because he done already said yes. You say, Pastor, where that's it in the Bible? Turn over to Romans chapter 8. Wherever he said yes, don't you accept no. That means you got to take a stand against the stubbornness that's in your life. Sometimes there's stubborn resistance. Sometimes the devil just stubborn. Sometimes he just don't want to give up ground that he think he owns. And you got to push him out. You know, the Lord told the children of Israel, he said, you're going to drive out the inhabitants. No, them people had to be driven off their land. Amen. They had to be overcome by conquest. There was some fighting involved, but when you got God on your side, you can't lose. You got too much supernatural going for you to settle. You have access to too much for you to settle. Too much has been given to you for you to settle. You're not no settler. You're a pioneer. How many of you got a pioneer spirit? How many of you taking new ground? I'm keep moving because Jesus wasn't a settler. He conquered and moved. Conquered and moved. Conquered and moved. Always taking more ground. That's the way he wants you to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, I got a pioneer spirit. That means that you're not afraid of taking on new challenges. You might have a new challenge tomorrow, but are you going to scared? Are you going to conk out? Are you going to fear out? Are you going to back up like a crawfish? Or are you going to take it head on and say, all right, I know the will of God now. I ain't taking no. If you don't take a stand privately, amen. You ain't never going to take a public stand. Come on. You got to take a stand in your closet. Amen. In your home, that's where you take the stand. When you take it at home, then you can come out in public with it. But if you got problems just speaking the word in your own house, then you ain't ever going to do it out there in front of people. You got to be bold in your own. That ought to be the boldest place where you at. Because you know you on your own turf then. You know you in a place that God done blessed you with. Don't you accept no. Don't you settle for a little bit of blessing. See, a lot of people settle for a little bit. Oh, Lord, I ain't asking for a lot. Why not? The more you got, the more you can do. The more glory you can bring to the Lord. Amen. Don't be scared to ask for a lot. Lord, give me a bunch of wisdom. I ain't asking for a little bit of wisdom. Give me a whole bunch of it. I ain't asking for a little bit of compassion. Give me a whole bunch of compassion. I don't want a little peace. I want a lot of peace.
Hallelujah.
Bible talks about the abundance of peace.
Amen.
Peace like a river. I don't want a little Holy Ghost. I want a lot. I want to be full. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Don't accept no when the answer is yes. Listen to what he says here. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Now, when he say for us all, that includes you. That's from the youngest to the oldest. Christ was delivered up for you. He was handed over to be crucified. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also freely give us what? So God ain't struggling either. Guess who else didn't come to a rest? God's at rest and say, look, I can give you everything I got. It's yours. All you got to do is access it. I've already given. Listen, he say, if he gave you Jesus, how can he not? In other words, how can God tell you no when it comes to your redemption?
Come on.
When it comes to your redemptive rights and privileges, he cannot tell you no. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him? How shall he not with Jesus? Also, now he say he gave you Jesus, but he also gave you everything else. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So God ain't struggling with the giving part. In other words, everything has been released to you. You just got to read that Bible to find out what's been released to you. And when you find out something been released to you, you snatch it up. How do you snatch it up? You snatch it up with your faith. You add your agreement to it and say, okay, God, I got that. And then you don't just do it like one time. Forget about it. You had to meditate on it, and you had to let that abide in you. You had to let that promise get on the inside of you. That mean, and you do that by thinking about it and thanking him and praising him and giving him glory before you even see anything happen. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm looking at a bunch of rich people in here and say, well, Pastor, you say, how can you say that? Because God has already said it. The blessing make it rich. Now, if I called you Paul and say, y'all Poe, and you ain't gonna never mount to nothing, then I'd be going against the scripture. I ain't going against the scripture. Every one of y'all rich.
Amen.
Not every one of y'all believe you're rich, though. Because you hadn't seen it manifest fully yet. That's the reason why you don't believe it. But you got to believe it before it manifests.
That's right. Amen.
How long are you willing to decree and declare it? Before you give up, before you let go of it. Some people are like, all right, you got 3 months. If I don't see the manifestation in 3 months, that's it. I ain't believing that no more. How long are you willing to believe? I tell you what, when it comes to God's promises, I'm willing to believe till I die.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
We just don't